Today is the last day of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Congratulations! You made it. We pray that this has been an incredible few weeks where the Lord has accomplished amazing, life-changing things for you and the people around you. Today, we'll look at what it means to live a reconciled life. In 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 20, the Apostle Paul tells us that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. As we've seen throughout these 21 days, Jesus has given us a new life of hope and purpose. He has changed everything for us. He's also given us the privilege to be called his ambassadors to the world. Think about that. You are Jesus' official representative in your home, neighborhood, school, workplace, close circle of influence, and to everyone you encounter. The Lord is confident you can do the job because he's with you and working in and through you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, as you conclude your fast, pray that God will open doors for you to be a minister of reconciliation to those who don't know him yet. Father, thank you for calling me to be your ambassador to a lost and dying world. I know I have been set free to be a minister of reconciliation, calling people to repentance and salvation. I acknowledge this is a great responsibility, but I rest in your promises that you are with me always and equip me with all I need to do your will. I rest in these promises today and ask that you produce in me every good thing pleasing to you through the power of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.